Hello?
Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. This will be a short survey, just a couple of questions.
All right.
Okay, thank you. So to continue, just to make sure, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Would you definitely vote, probably vote?
Definitely.
Are the chances 50-50? I'm sorry?
Definitely will. Definitely will vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
64.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
10.
10. Okay. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
About the same.
About the same. Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Probably a strong Democrat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Yeah.
Will that approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Okay.
Yes.
And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think it's about the same.
Okay. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? And you can select up to two. I will say the following list. Making college more affordable for giving students debt, border security, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, protecting abortion rights, creating more jobs and raising wages, combating division and racism, facing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, improving K-12 public school education, reducing crime. That's the list.
Go to the list again.
Yeah. Okay, the list is making college more affordable for giving student debt. 2, border security. 3, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods. 4, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. 5, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. 7, protecting abortion rights. 8, creating more jobs and raising wages. 9, combating division and racism. 10, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people. 10, improving K-12 public school education. And 11, reducing crime.
Decreasing college costs and helping with the economy,
okay.
increasing jobs.
Excellent. Okay, now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. So the first person is Joe Biden.
80.
Okay. Donald Trump.
0.
Kamala Harris.
80.
Democrats in Congress.
70.
Republicans in Congress.
40.
Cornel West.
He's not a politician. I don't know. That's why you're asking about him. Probably a
okay.
40.
Okay. Tim Scott.
10.
Hakeem Jeffries.
60.
Excellent. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Joe Biden. I don't know if Cornel West was running, but he has no chance at all.
Okay, got it. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yes.
A lot or some?
Some.
Thank you. And has what you've heard, seen, or what you read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Some of the stuff it makes me less, but I don't know how accurate some of the stuff they're saying is.
Okay, would you say less?
Yeah, slightly less.
Okay, so that would be somewhat or much less?
Slight, somewhat.
Okay. And about what you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards the Biden administration, just in general, of what you have heard?
Well, why would I think a little bit less?
Yes.
Because what I'm reading is, I think that people have a wrong idea about what a president can actually do about the economy. So what's being said is probably that he can't really do much about a lot of things.
Okay.
But there's a lot of things, but what's actually out there, if somebody's not paying attention, they're not gonna realize that there are a lot of people that are paying attention.
Okay.
Okay.
Just a moment. Okay, now thank you very much for your time. Next question. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yeah.
A lot or some?
Some.
Okay. And that you have read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less.
Okay. And that will be somewhat or much more or less unfavorable?
Much less.
Okay. And about that, you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump? Can you tell me something about that?
Just his actions in general, some of his statements about what he would do if he became president again, and threats to democracy in general. But okay. I don't think that's a good way to fight Donald Trump. I think a better way is to put that the economy is actually doing much better than a lot of people are saying. And a lot of the stuff in terms of inflation was happening before he got into office in the first place. And he has very little control over a lot of it.
Excellent.
But it's better to focus on the economy and the fact that, you know, that there's a lot, it's doing a lot better. I mean, I buy big items at the end of Republican presidencies and not Democrat.
Okay. Got it. Thank you very much for your opinion. So, now, I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. One, Donald Trump getting elected president again. Two, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community. Three, rising crime and violence. 4, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism. 5, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security. 6, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. 7, stagnant wages and rising costs. 8, the lack of quality education opportunities.
If Donald Trump got reelected, I would say probably rolling back the Supreme Court, in terms of protections and, you know, increase in white supremacy and stuff like that.
Excellent. Just a moment. Now next. Okay. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better at dealing with that issue. So the first one. Bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
I think Biden.
And that will be much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Excellent. Second, security our borders.
I don't think either one of them will be able to really protect the borders all that well.
Okay.
The question is how humanity is going to be about not protecting the borders.
Okay. Well, the next one, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Who would do a better job of? I think Biden would probably do better.
Okay. Much better or somewhat better?
Somewhat better.
Okay, next, implementing common sense gun reforms that helps to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
I think Biden.
And much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Somebody would decrease the rise of white supremacy? Biden would. By far.
Okay. Growing the income and increasing economy opportunities for people like you?
I think Joe Biden will.
Much better or somewhat better?
Somewhat better.
Okay, we're almost done. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
Remember what I said about a president not having, can't affect certain things? Biden can't affect, no president can really affect what Israel is doing, I don't think. So I don't think either one can do much. They can threaten and stuff, but they can't really stop it. When the attack happened in October, the die was cast. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, so people are protesting this. That's not really going to change because we're not fighting in that war. So, right. So we're not doing anything, and Israel doesn't really care all that much about what we're saying in the first place. It doesn't really matter.
Okay. Thank you. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
I agree.
And will be somewhat, somewhat agree or strongly?
Strongly agree with the verdict.
Okay. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
I disagree. Well, first of all, in terms of Donald Trump and blaming somebody, I mean, the Central Park Five that he basically railroaded and putting big ass in, never apologizing for. So he's in the same boat they are, except for he's actually guilty of what was accused of, not, something made up. So,
okay.
But a lot of people don't remember that. So, I do.
Okay. So,
does not make him more relatable to me, because he's not. Mm-hmm. Because if it had been more relatable to something that would happen in the black community, it wouldn't have taken so long.
Okay. So with that statement, do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I disagree with that it makes it more relatable. Yes. Strongly disagree with that.
Strong. Okay. And how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, not often at all, or not at all?
Oh, not at all.
Okay. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have accomplished? 11th grade, high school graduate?
Max out. The stages of time. Max out. Whatever it is, maximum it is, that's what it is.
Okay.
Postgraduate degree.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, married? Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
All my neighbors are white. All of them, pretty much.
Okay. Just a moment. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Okay. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
where one or more of your grandparents burn. Oh, it's the same again. Oh, no, sorry. Where one or more of your parents burn outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. Were you burned outside of the United States?
No.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay, so this concludes our survey. Thank you very, very much for your time and your participation. Have a wonderful
day. Yep, you too.
Goodbye.